So do you want to talk us through this? Shall we start off?
I picked this up, and to me, usually when things like this arrive, I don't know what to make of them, because I don't have a very developed background in looking at things critically like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it to class just thinking it just might be, I'd just be really interested to hear, how would you look at this critically?
Right.
You know, when I look at this stuff, you know, oh my goodness, this must be true. It's all, you know, it's all wonderful. But how do you look at it critically?
Okay. That's a big question.
Has anybody heard about this study? What kind of study is it? I'm just thinking of questions when I pick this up.
I'd want to know what the early development instrument is and how it's created and scored, and I'd like to know what sort of kids they test, how they pinpoint kids to test. That's just from that perspective, though.
They talk about, what do they say, Atlas? They call it an Atlas.
So there's a number of issues. If we just took it as an interest in, we need to know more about the study itself, right? You're never going to get that from a newspaper article. So you'd want to know look at the primary source, and then does it answer the typical questions you'd ask in a critical evaluation of any research study? Okay, that's one possibility. Another is to take it as this itself as a piece of information. And say, okay, what's being accomplished in the text, in this in its own right? Because people are reading this who are not necessarily academics. You know, so what is actually, what's the narrative tone? What is being